Coach Hodges, I know it's a disappointing loss, 3 points to Lyon County. It was a close game over there. You come over here, you take them to the wire, you're ahead by 5 late in the game. And then these guys, they hadn't had a win in 14 games, and they just start pressing a little, and then the game just gets away from them at the end.
Right. You know, you're exactly right, Chris. We're up 5 points with, I believe, about maybe 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and we have the ball, and we press a couple times. We take what we call an ill-advised shot, and then we press and try to push the ball, and we end up throwing it out of bounds on two possessions that we didn't have to take a shot. You know, and that's just, you know, those are just mistakes that cost you ball games, and they're not, you know, nothing you're going to get upset at a kid about. We're just going to keep teaching. But those are mistakes that are the difference in winning and losing those close ball games, the ones that we won last year and the ones that we're not able to finish this year.
And this is a Lyon County team. It's coming off a very close game, lost by 1 to Trigg County. So you got to think they've been playing a little better, and they come in here and you take them to the wire. And your guys, I was talking to some people tonight. You know, although you hadn't got a W, this place was as crowded as it normally would be for a Lyon County game. People are coming out to watch them.
I know. You know, I have probably had as many compliments on this team as I have any team, you know, that we have had in the past 5 years. They work hard, they bust their tail, they're getting better. Like you say, we played a team tonight that took Trigg County to a 1-point ball game, and they took Carlisle to a 3-point ball game.
Right.
This is a Lyon County team that, you know, kind of mirrors us. They're playing good. They just haven't been able to finish games either. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and this is one they felt like they really needed to get and get out of here with a win, and they did. And you, but your guys continue to fight, and I know you tell the story. We were talking before we started recording about you're a history buff and about Fort Donelson and what you told the kids.
Well, you know what I told our kids, and we're as coaches at Crittenden County. You know, I've talked with Coach Starnes. He went through a couple rough seasons before really turning things around this year. And one thing that Coach Starnes said is, you know, the kids want to win too. And that's what, you know, the fans have to remember. That's what we have to remember as coaches. They want to win as bad as we do. And what I told them the other night was, I just told them the story of Fort Donelson when
Civil War,
the Ulysses S. Grant has Dover, Tennessee under siege. And there's three generals, Floyd, Buckner, and Pillow, that basically it's a debacle. And long story short, they end up surrendering some 15,000 troops that had tremendous amount of fight left in them. And there was one particular character there named Nathan Bedford Forrest, that any historian knows, is one of the best Confederate cavalrymen that they had, if probably the best. He said he wasn't there to surrender, and he took about 1,000 infantry and left. And I told him if they were there in 1862, they would have been the ones leaving with me, because there's plenty of fight left in those guys. And that's kind of what we hang our hat on. No matter what happens in the win and loss column, we're going to continue to scrap, because, you know, from a life lesson, there's going to be times in their life in the future that they're going to face tremendous adversity. I would like to hope they don't, but me and you both know that they're going to face adversity somewhere. And they're going to have this in the back of their head that they never gave up and they never quit. And I'm going to tell you what, we may be 0-2 in January, but we've been in two tough ball games. And what I told the kids tonight, you know, the next thing on my agenda is put all hands on deck at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go try to win a JV tournament, district tournament. And then at 3 o'clock, I'll be at Dawson Springs scouting. And we'll play an old-timers game for fun. Then at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, every one of us will be here getting ready for Dawson Springs on Monday. And, you know, even as hurt as they are, they were excited about that.
And then we've got Trigg County again next week. I think next Friday will be another district game, be down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the top five in the region. Now, as it's shaking out, they're probably one of the top five teams in the region behind Webster, Christian, and Hopetown. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of basketball left. We're moving into that part of the season. This is the real grind, and this is where they separate a lot of them. So this would be a good opportunity for these guys to really show what kind of grit they've got and pull some wins out of here over the next next few weeks and get this monkey off their back, because I know they want it off and they're playing like it.
Yeah, I'm super proud of them.
Okay, Coach Hodge. Thank you.